Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we begin the ninth and final parak of Maseches Nazir, and we are learning Mishnayos Aleph and Beis. So says the Mishnah, Hagoyim ein lehem Nazirus. If someone is not a Jew, then he has no concept of Nazirus. And even if a non-Jew takes a neder Nazirus, he does not have to keep the halachos of Nazirus. It just doesn't apply. The pasuk says that it's l'bnei Yisrael and not for people who are not b'nei Yisrael. However, Nashim v'avadim yesh le Nazirus. Women and Avadim Kananim do have Nazirus. They can become a Nazir. Women can become a Nazir, of course, because the Torah actually says Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'amarta alehem ish o isha ki afli lindor neder Nazir lahazir laHashem. So it's pretty explicit that women are able to become a Nazir, and the halacha is that Avadim Kananim are chayiv in all the same mitzvos that a woman is chayiv in. Now, when it comes to a neder Nazirus that a woman takes, a husband is able to cancel that Nazirus. And an Adon can cause his Eved to violate the Nazirus if it gets in the way of the Eved's normal responsibilities. However, those are not exactly the same thing. Chomer ben Nashim ba'avadim. There's something more strict about women who become Nazirim than about Avadim who become Nazirim. Shehu kofes avdo, because you can force your Nazir slave to drink wine or to become Tameh if that's necessary for him to do his job, for him to be able to do whatever it is, that he has to do as an Eved, meaning if he needs to be healthy in order to perform his tasks, and drinking wine for whatever reason is believed to make him healthier, then you can ask him to do that, or if you need him to fetch something in a cemetery or something like that. Ve'ino kofes ishto, but a husband can absolutely not force his wife to violate her Nazirus. As long as she's in Nazir, you cannot ask her to do an Aveira. Chomer ba'avadim yibanashim, but there is a chumra that we have by Avadim that you do not have by Nashim. Shehu mefer nidrei ishto, the halach is a husband could be mefer his wife's Nazirus, ve'enu mefer nidrei avdo, but he cannot be mefer his Eved's Nazirus. Hafer lishto hefer alamis, and if he is mefer his wife's Nazirus, it's gone forever, and even if he dies or divorces her, she doesn't go back to being a Nazir. Hefer lavdo, yes, but if he tries to cancel the neder nazirus of his eved, which doesn't mean to cancel, it means he forces his eved to no longer observe the Nazirus, then the Eved goes free and he has to finish his Nazirus because the Nazirus is actually still in effect. So the day he told him, the days that he forced him not to observe the Nazirus don't count for the Nazirus. So if the guy said he's going to be a Nazir for 30 days and he kept the Nazirus for only 5 of those days, he has to keep the halachas of Nazirus for 25 days after he's freed to make up for that. And Eved mikeneged avar mikeneged panav, if the Eved is no longer in front of his master, meaning he ran away. So Reb Meir says he can't drink wine because that way he'll go back to his master sooner, because he's not going to be allowed to drink wine unless he's together with his master. The Rabbi Yossi Omer Yishta, Rabbi Yossi says he can drink wine because his master will eventually find him and bring him back, and he wants him to drink and he wants him to stay healthy. So just like the slave can be forced to drink while he's actually living with the master, so too when he's still, when there's going to be a future with the master, he's allowed to drink wine. Now the Mishnah talks about someone, Mishnah Beis talks about someone who finished his Nazirus and then found out that he had become Tameh while he was still a Nazir. So Nazir Shegilach, if a Nazir did everything, he did the bringing of his Karbanos and everything like that, he did the Giluach, Vinodilashu Tameh, and then he found out that he had become Tameh while he was still a Nazir. So Im Tumah Yudua, if the Tumah was something that people could have and should have known about, meaning it was a dead body that was out in the open where it should have been seen or was hidden somewhere, but everybody knew about it. So then he lost out on the whole Nazirus. He's going to have to start his Nazirus all over again. He has to become Tahar, bring the Karbanos for Tumah, because now the Nazirus that he observed was a Nazirus Tumah, was not a Nazirus Tahara, and start again. The Im Tumah Satahom, but if it was a Tumah Satahom that nobody knew about, like a body that was unknown to anybody under a pile of rubble, trouble, then enosos, then it does not cause him to lose out on the naziris that he already observed. So that applies where he wasn't aware of his tumah until after he shaved. Now the Mishnah gives the halacha for a case where he discovered his tumah before he shaved. Im ad shelo gilech, if he found out about the tumah before he shaved his head, bein kachu bein kach soser, then whether it was a known tumah or an unknown tumah, it causes him to give up on the nazirus and start all over again, meaning not give up, to forfeit all the nazirus that he observed and start all over again. So ketzad, how does this happen? Yaro litbal b'mar, he went down into a cave to be tovel while he was a nazir to go to the mikvah. Someone, he became tamer for some reason that had nothing to do with the dead body, so he went to the mikvah stam. V'nimtza meis tzaf al pi ha'ma'ara, and there was a kazayis of a mace floating at the entrance of the cave, and we don't know whether he touched it or not. So tamei, he's tamei, even if he doesn't find out about the tumah until after he finished his nazirus and he shaved, he has to start his nazirus over again, because the thing that made him tamei was open, it was something that people could have known and should have known about. But nimtza meshuka bikarkama ara, but if he found it sunken deep in the cave, in the ground, and nobody knew it was there, then it's a tumah satahom. So if the nazir doesn't find out about that until after he shaved, then yarad lahaker, then the halacha is as follows. Yarad lahaker, if he went into the cave just to cool off, tahar, so he's tahar. He doesn't have to go over his nazirus again, because tumas hatahom, like we said, if it was something that people could not have known about, is not going to ruin his nazirus. But letarmi tumas meis, if he had gone into the cave to be mitar himself from tumas meis, so tameh, he's going to be tameh. He has to repeat his nazirus, even though it's a tumas atom. Shecheskas tameh tameh v'cheskas tahar tahar. Because whatever his previously known status was, will now continue. That if he was a becheskas tameh, he'll remain tameh. And if he was becheskas tahar, he'll remain tahar. Shah raglayim l'davar, because we assume that there's raglayim, that it's a normal thing to happen. It's logical to assume that the halacha Moshe B'Sinai of tumas atahom was only about someone who was tahar at the time, so we say it's not going to ruin him. But if he was already tameh anyway at the time, we do not assume that tumas atahom, that the kula of tumas atahom is going to apply. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Aleph, we said that there's no nazirus for Gayim, but there is nazirus for Nashim and Avadim Kananim, and each one has a chumra over the other. That a Nashim are more chumra than Avadim, in that you can force your Eved to violate the nazirus, you cannot force your wife to violate the nazirus. Avadim are more chumra than Nashim, in that you could be made for your wife's nazirus, but you cannot be made for your Eved's nazirus. And if you are made for your wife's nazirus, that's it. She's never, that nazirus is gone forever. If you force your Eved to violate his nazirus, he'll have to observe that nazirus as soon as he goes free. When the Eved is still your Eved, but he ran away and he's not in front of you, so that's a machlokas tanoim, whether he's allowed to drink wine during that time. Rav Meir says no, and Rabbi Yossi says yes. And then in Mishnah Beis we said that if a nazir went through the Tara process, went through the conclusion process of being a nazir, and then he found out later that he had previously become tamei during his nazirus, so if it was a tumah yadua, then it ruins the whole nazirus, he has to do it again. But if it was a tumah satahom, he need not do it again. If prior to being megaleach, he found out about the tumah, then even the tumah satahom, he would have to do it again. So if he was going to be tovel, and there was a kezayis menames floating in the water, that's a tumah yadua, that's going to ruin his nazirus. But if it was meshuka bekarka, then that's a tumas atahom. So then, if he went down just to cool off or to be matar from some lesser form of tuma, he remains tahar. But if it was to be matar himself from tumas meis, he's going to remain tameh. This kula that we have of tumas atahom not ruining the nazirus is only when the person was otherwise becheskas tahara before he encountered that tumas atahom. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Tes, Mishnah Gimel.